Welcome back here to Focus with Paul W. Smith. Anthony Bellino filling in for Uncle Paul today. He just sent me a text message, too. He's away, or he's enjoying himself.
He's keeping an ear on you.
Well, he told me, don't burn the place down, would you? I said, I'm trying to keep Ray. I'm trying to keep Ray on his toes over here at the beautiful Oakland Hills in the Drive for Life, the Corwell Health, the Drive for Life Invitational here the day after the U.S. Open. And, of course, we'll welcome the U.S. Open here at Oakland Hills in both 2034 and 2051. It was a warm day in Pinehurst, North Carolina, at Pinehurst number 2 for the U.S. Open. It is a warm day, 97.7 degrees according to our atomic clock, and who better to talk about the weather than meteorologist Andrew Arnold, lead forecaster for the National Weather Service. Andrew, good afternoon to you. Thank you for joining us here on Focus. Well, maybe he's joined us. Maybe the heat got his phone too. Oh, there he is. I can hear you loud and clear. How are you, my friend?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm hot, though. I'm not going to lie. We're outside. We have a little breeze, a little right-to-left breeze here next to the 18th green on the North Course at Oakland Hills. That's my golf voice. What is this that I'm hearing about this heat dome, Andrew? Do I need to be concerned about this?
Yeah, we're looking at some pretty dangerously hot conditions here starting today through most of this week. We're going to see heat indexes up in the upper 90s to possibly 100 degrees. And that's going to cause a lot of stress on people that are outdoors. So it's definitely some dangerous conditions that people need to be aware of and be safe with.
You know, Andrew, you mentioned, you know, it's the conditions, right? And we need to stay hydrated. And I am drinking water just for all of our listeners so that they know they have offered me a plethora of different beverages. But I figured water was probably the best choice if I'm filling in for Paul W. Today. But preventative measures when it's going to get hot out, what can people do outside of just stay inside and turn on the AC?
So, as you said, plenty of water is definitely one of those top items to do. Make sure you're hydrated with water. Plenty of water. If you can stay in air-conditioned rooms, obviously that's another good thing. If you do not have them, make sure you look at your local government websites, especially across Detroit. You can check out their local government website and find your cooling stations that are there for people that do not have ACs. And really just wear light clothing. Limit your time outside. All these measures to kind of keep safe from this heat.
Now, you mentioned heat index. So can we define what is the temperature versus the heat index versus real feel? I'm getting all this terminology, and all I know is that, hey, you know what? It's mid-June. It's going to be hot out.
Yeah, so that heat index is kind of one of those parameters there that kind of take into account the how your body, you know, feels the heat. So it's taking into account the regular temperature plus the humidity itself. So when you have that combination of heat and humidity, you get this index value that could be a little slightly higher than the real temperature. So it's what your body's really feeling there. So when we get into those, you know, high moisture environments, which we do have, well, you can really feel it outside right now in those 70 dew points, which is a measure of humidity out there. So when you have that combination, that's what we're talking about with heat index.
And, you know, when the heat index is high, you mentioned the dew point. Dew point's high, a lot of moisture in the air. Golf ball's not going to fly as far, folks. We need to know this when we're out here at Oakland Hills. You got to get a little bit more club to get that ball up there because, you know, thick air, the ball doesn't travel as well. Andrew, is this abnormal? I mean, it doesn't necessarily feel like I said. I mean, it's mid-June. It's going to be hot. I expect temperatures to be cold in January and February, and I expect in the summer months, June, July, August, that it's going to be warm out. Where does this year kind of rank as far as, you know, averages in this area?
Yeah, I mean, we're generally on schedule. It maybe feel a little bit earlier in the year here in mid-June. Usually it seems about, you know, early July is when we can really get this heat. But, you know, in terms of abnormal heat for this time, you know, we're right in that sweet spot for when we get these hot days. So it just so happens that this high pressure set up just the right way here, and it's pumping all the good heat and moisture that's been over the plains here the last few days into our area here. So nothing too abnormal, but maybe just, you know, slightly earlier than people might expect, July when we usually get it.
You know, since you're here, Andrew, do you have a forecast for, you said it was going to be hot the rest of the week, but maybe the next couple weeks, do we know what the temperature is going to be like, how the weather is going to be acting for us here in the greater southeast and, you know, central and, I guess, northern Michigan area?
Let's see. Things, according to the forecast that we got here, things could stay. I think we're right on schedule for above normal potential here. So in terms of 90s, it may cool down a little bit here towards the weekend. and we might return to the 80s here starting early next week. Still a little bit uncertainty with how this the overall high pressure kind of shuffles throughout this period, but really the next 5 days we're going to see those 90s, possibly mid 90s, and then we might get a little bit of, if you call it a cool down, into the 80s, possibly by this weekend is what we've got in the forecast.
Right now, it looks good. You heard the man. Stay hydrated. Stay in the air conditioning. And, of course, if you're out here playing golf, sweat it out. Maybe a cool towel, right? Get a little moisture going. Get a little sweat going. It's good for you. A beautiful shot just hit here on 18. That one almost went in the hole. I don't know what group this is, but I'm going to track these people down because that was incredible. His name is Andrew Arnold. He's the lead forecaster for the National Weather Service. And meteorologist Arnold, we appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you. You stay cool and you stay hydrated as well, my friend.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. By the way, I want to pass this note along to you because today is a very special day, being that it is June 17th and I am in the sports world. For those that may not know, turning 54 years old, I want to wish a very happy birthday to a model of consistency and someone you take for granted until he's not around anymore. And that guy's name is Jason Hansen, the two-time Pro Bowler and 1992 Pro Football Writers Association Offensive Rookie of the Year, the longtime kicker. Happy birthday to Jason Hansen, because that guy was absolutely dynamite for this organization. 98.8% on extra points. Over the length of his career, 82.4% on the field goals. I mean, he was absolutely money.
It seemed like he's all we had to cheer for during those lean years. I mean, we forget because the Lions have been exciting to watch last season, but for a while, it was Jason Hansen pretty much what we could depend on, and that was it.
Look, Barry, Jason, Johnny, Uncle Herm, Lomas, right? The foundational pieces.
Yes, but then Jason stayed a little longer than those other guys. Kind of after he was there for the heyday of the 90s, and then for a while, kind of through the lean years. But man,
Kitna.
Yeah, who could forget for the Kitna years?
My guy Danny O. I love Danny O.
Sean Hill.
Sean Hill. Yeah. Yep. Joey Harrington.
You mean Joey Ballgame?
Joey Ballgame. We could go on and on, naming former quarterbacks. We will be back. Dr. Daniel Carey will join us. He's the president, Corwell Health at William Beaumont University Hospital there in Royal Oak. He's the co-chair of this fabulous event here at Oakland Hills, and he's going to join us. He literally just walked off the golf course to come hop on the radio with us. He's coming up next here on Focus with Paul W. Smith. Anthony Bellino filling in for Paul W. today on the great voice of the Great Lakes, 760 WJR.